Welcome to the first Sunday after Christmas, and to John's version of the Christmas story. Or perhaps it makes more sense to say that this is John's version of the Incarnation, because this gospel does not have the Christmas story as we know and love it. No shepherds, no star, no kings, no Joseph and Mary, no lion chasing the sheep down the center of the church during the pageant. You know, had the Reverend Kirk Kubitschek of the Diocese of Maryland has said, had John been Rodgers and Hammerstein, he might have started his version of the gospel with the words, "Let's start at the very beginning," a very good place to start. And so we are transported way back to the beginning of time, or more accurately, to before the beginning of time, before anything at all was created, before the world began, the Word, the Logos, the Christ, was with God and was God. In the beginning, the Word was God. This is absolutely astonishing. And we are meant to be astonished. We are meant to be stilled. All of our theologizing about Christmas, everything that has been added to the story through the years to help us understand how on earth God could come to earth and live among us, all of this is silenced by this pushing back of the story to the beginning of all things. And the very next thing we are told is that all things were made through him. All things, everything, everyone, which pretty much explains everything about who we are. We are those people who promise over and over again to seek and serve Christ in all persons, not some persons, not many persons, but all persons. And if you're like me, that just makes you squirm, this good news John proclaims at the beginning of his gospel, because very often we do not want to recognize Christ in all persons. Because we are human, there are some persons we might not want to be of Christ so that we don't have to love and serve them. Maybe you can't think of anyone like that in your life, but I certainly can, because I'm human. And it's just so darned hard to really, truly love everyone and want to serve everyone when you're human. So we might not wish John had started at the very beginning. Maybe this beginning is not a very good place to start. In fact, you know what? It's highly inconvenient to start there. It leads to all this seeking and serving of persons that we just would rather not seek out and serve. Christmas is so much easier if you stick to the nativity scene and the cuddly sheep and the cow in the background and shepherds who are just beside themselves with excitement, like so many kids under a Christmas tree, which also inconveniently is not part of this gospel story. But instead what we have is the part of John's gospel that talks about the light. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. You know, legend tells us that Martin Luther lit the first Christmas trees with candles to make them look like the stars shining in the sky. And the candles on the Advent wreath and the Christ candles and the candles in the church and the candles on the Christmas tree all proclaim that the darkness cannot and will not overcome the light, no matter how hard it tries. And I was researching very quickly for this sermon, and I found a book on my shelf that said something that I found just totally fascinating regarding candles. There's a book called The Physics of Christmas by Roger Highfield, and he says, when a candle is lit, it releases hidden sunlight. That's what he calls it. And as the candle burns, all the molecules of the candle go back to being water and carbon dioxide, which are the building blocks that the bees used to make the wax in the candles, and which will now become the building blocks in the world for yet more living things. That sounds kind of like Christ, doesn't it? The word that is in every living thing, just like those molecules. Without him, not one thing came into being. Not the bees, not the candles, not anything. Christ is in everything, and through him all things were made, including those things and those persons we find hard to deal with. And maybe all that's way more complicated than you wanted on a Christmas morning. But what we heard read this morning is, in fact, Christmas as seen through John's eyes. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. Christ came to live with us, to share our being with us, no matter who we are, or where we are, or when we are. Christ is everywhere we go. Christ travels with us as we move through this life. And the fullness of this Word, from which all life proceeds, is shared with us all. All persons and all things can receive this grace and have received this grace through time. And that grace in part is what helps us to seek and serve Christ in all persons. We ordinary people, we may think we just can't, but Christ can, if we allow him to help us. That's basically what John did, you know. John was not the light, but he came to bear witness to the light. He came to help the light shine in the world. And this is what we are called to be and do, to bear witness to the light and do all in our power to help others do that as well. And one of the most effective ways to do this is to seek and serve Christ in all persons. We all carry Christ within us, and carrying that grace comes out of us in particular ways according to our gifts. And we never know when someone else will need our particular gift, or when we will need theirs. And that's why it's so important for us to believe that we're all in this together and that we need to seek and serve Christ in all persons. We're not called to get the job done alone. We're called to do our own particular part as well as we are able. And when all our particular parts are put together, we can change the world into what it is meant to be. When we take seriously our promises to strive for justice and peace for all people, when we take seriously our promise to respect the dignity of every human being, we are in fact helping the others around us to see the Word in themselves, and then to help bring it forth in others. And wouldn't that be the best Christmas present of all, to wake up and find everyone shining with the light that came and is coming into the world? Maybe that would, in fact, be a very good place to start. Amen.